Hannah Stanley here. This is Girls Night Out on WGN. And you know what? I love award shows. I love award shows for many reasons, mainly because most of them are now hosted by Neil Patrick Harris, including the Oscars, which is fantastic. But the person that I wanted to talk to about Oscars this year is in studio with me, David Plummer. You know him as producer and contributor at on Windy City Live. You talk movies on there all the time. And you, which throws huge credence to you as a person and a producer. You're the former executive producer of At the Movies.
Yes, I am. But first of all, thank you so much for having me.
This Absolutely is great.
This
happy.
This is a lot of fun. I've never been in the studio on Michigan Avenue.
Isn't it just gorgeous?
It's gorgeous, and this is really cool. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, I worked for Roger Ebert for more than a decade. I started as an intern there, and ended up as the executive producer of the show towards the end of the run. And it was the greatest learning experience of my life. So. Very, very fortunate to have done that and very fortunate to do what I'm doing now. So
very, very fortunate, I would say indeed. Here's the thing about the Oscars. I have picks purely based because I've seen, let's go with none of them. So I have picks based on kind of, I did it like a NCAA pool.
Okay.
Where you're like, I like that color.
Sure.
I've heard that coach's name before. That's kind of where I went. Although, If I sort of feel like if I've heard a lot about a movie or about an actor's performance, mm-hmm. I feel like maybe that's kind of because it was exceptional.
Sure.
All right. Best motion picture, I've seen none.
None of them.
None of them.
Wow.
However, the one that I am leaning towards mm-hmm. is Boyhood.
You may not be wrong there. I mean, it's essentially a two movie race between Boyhood and Birdman.
All right.
These are the two movies that everybody's talking about. I think a couple months ago, Boyhood was really the front runner. This was Richard Linklater. This is the movie that was shot over a 12-year period. So it's really just, production-wise and filmmaking-wise, it's an incredible achievement that they've put together here.
Yeah, the kid had like a summer job.
Yeah.
Where he just went away for 2 weeks, filmed a movie, and then came back, but couldn't tell anybody. I mean, he told people about it, but he couldn't like...
Nobody understood it.
Right.
Exactly. Nobody, even if he had told people, they wouldn't have known. So that movie had so much momentum going in. Critics have loved it. But then over the last couple months, Birdman has kind of come along. Everybody loves Michael Keaton. He's playing this really out there character that may not be too far from his own life. I mean, this is about a character that used to play a superhero in a movie. So he played in this trilogy of movies called Birdman. Well, Michael Keaton actually played Batman.
Remember? Yeah.
In the 80s, so it's not that far off, but this character.
Batman.
Exactly.
Yes.
this character has gone a little bit off the deep end in a lot of ways. It's a really kooky movie, incredibly well shot. I mean, it looks like it's one continuous shot throughout the film. It looks like it was a constant steady cam. Like one shot. Yeah, but they did do some trickery in there to make it look like that, but mm-hmm. it's really incredible looking. And those are the two movies right now that people are really thinking are going to win. I think it's going to be Birdman. I think Birdman's going to pull it off. It's been winning some of the other big awards as we get closer. So I think Birdman is going to edge it out.
Which is why I chose Michael Keaton for Best Actor.
So this is another one. These are the two categories that there's really a big question about. So Michael Keaton has a good shot here, but also Eddie Redmayne from The Theory of Everything.
Which is the one about Stephen Hawking?
It's about Stephen Hawking, yes. Okay. And he is exceptional in this movie. He's really, really good. I mean, he embodies Stephen Hawking in this film. And, this is another one that, the Oscars love this kind of role when you're playing someone
so challenging,
and he did a great job with it. So right now, all of the prognosticators out there are saying they think Eddie Redmayne might pull it off. If Keaton wins it, it's going to be for his entire body of work of his career, because he's never been honored with an Oscar. So this is one that they might look at him and say, he deserves this for all of the work he's done over the years as well.
Right, but, which is so interesting because he was a stand-up comedian,
sure.
And then he got into film in Night Shift.
Yeah.
Which, obviously not Oscar category,
sure.
But really has stood the test of time.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, we know him from like Batman and everything else. He has done dramatic roles.
Sure.
But this is a big one.
This is a big one. And there's some comedy in here too. I mean, you see Michael Keaton in this role, but this is a completely different role than you've ever seen him play before, or really anybody. And I think that's why, voters have sort of latched onto this, is because it's so original. Nobody has seen a movie like Birdman, maybe ever.
All right. The actor who played Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma was shut out in this category, which I think is one of the reasons why there was tremendous amounts of controversy, because he... I've heard people quoted as saying he channeled him.
Yeah, and he did. He was really, really good in this. This is David Oyelowo, is how you say his name. And a really, really fantastic actor, And he did really channel Dr. King very well here. For whatever reason, you know, the Oscars have not been kind to African-American actors over the years. And that's, you know, that's a horrible thing. You know, I think a few years ago, we thought maybe we were turning a little bit because we had the year where Denzel and Halle Berry both won. But since then... you have not seen a lot of African Americans win.
All right. Taking a step to the side, people are saying, well, the Academy, and as you just said, they're really a little bit white in their choices. The Academy is made up of people who are in the Screen Actors Guild or in...
The Academy is made up of people...
Winners.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, these are people that are successful in their field of craft. So it could be producers, directors, actors. Like, director Kevin Smith is part of the Oscar Academy. He's never won an Oscar.
So he's Silent Bob. So yes. Silent Bob gets to actually vote.
Okay. You got it. You got it.
Interesting.
You don't have to have won an Oscar to actually get in the Academy.
Not for that.
Yeah.
No. Not for Dogma.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's like 6,000 people, I think, members that actually vote on this. So, you know, it's coming from all different fields of, you know, profession in the film industry. So I think the biggest field is for the actors themselves. There are more actors than any other profession in this. Mm-hmm. So that's why the Screen Actors Guild Awards are a good precursor to who's going to win.
Which Michael Keaton did win, I believe, the SAG, didn't he?
He did not.
Golden Globe.
He won the Golden Globe. Okay. Eddie Redmayne won the SAG. So that's why a lot of people are saying Eddie's going to probably pull this off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your opinion really, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Sure.
But how do you think, do you feel that it is a little bit too... pale, a little too white.
Of course. Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, they certainly are not. I mean, you know, there have been so many good movies over the past few years, even, you know, coming from, you know, African-American actors and an African-American community that have not been, you know, honored by the Academy whatsoever. I mean, it did get a Best Picture, but the director of the film should have been nominated as well, and she wasn't. You know,
I saw a story with her, and it was what they did and went through to have this movie made is incredible.
Absolutely.
And I mean, a female as well, which is another group of people that aren't represented as many men are in the director field.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, African-Americans not being represented. Think about female African-Americans. I mean, that's a very, very small fraction of people actually working in the industry. And they did not honor her either. And that's a real shame because she deserved it. So,
all right. Best supporting actor. I have no opinion on this.
Okay. I'm going to give you your opinion on this.
I have a slight opinion, and it's Ethan Hawke.
No.
Okay. Robert Duvall.
No. It's actually J.K. Simmons. Now,
I don't even know of that movie, Whiplash.
It is amazing. My favorite movie of the year. You have to check it out. It's coming out on DVD, I think, this coming Tuesday.
I was going to say, I need your screener copy.
You have got to check it out. It it is really so good. Now, J.K. Simmons, he's a guy you'll recognize. Did you ever see the movie Juno?
Yes.
He's the dad. Juno. Okay, so he's been
he's been
a character actor for years.
Forever.
He does like Allstate commercials at this point. He is so good in this movie as he's essentially this band director at a very uppity, you know, very exclusive school. So he directs a band, but he is also incredibly verbally and physically abusive to some of his students. And it is mostly based on a true story, but it is so intense. I mean, I'm telling you, this is a movie that people are like, why do I want to go see that? You will walk out of this movie and you will never look at J.K. Simmons or a drum set the same way again. It is so good. It's absolutely great. The best movie of the year, in my opinion. It's not going to win the Oscar. He will win tomorrow night, though.
All right. We've got two other categories and then one quick controversy.
Sure.
Best actress.
Best actress, hands down, it's going to go to Julianne Moore for the movie Still Alice. This is her fifth nomination. She's not been honored so far. I think this is another one where she'll be honored. She'll get the Oscar, partially based on her past work as well. You know, she's been around for so long, been giving such good work for so many years. Still Alice is a great movie. It's about a woman who gets early onset
Alzheimer's,
and it's very touching, very sad, but a really strong performance from her, and I think she's going to take that one home for sure.
Okay, supporting actress, again, nothing from me.
Nothing from you?
No, I mean, I know Laura Dern because she like kicks off Downton Abbey, yeah, right? You know, like that's as much of her work as I'm familiar with this year.
And you know, Meryl Streep is in this as well. Anytime right. you put Meryl into a category, she probably, you know, she's got a chance no matter what.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think hands down, Patricia Arquette for Boyhood is going to win this one. She gave a great performance in this film. And I think that she's won every award show leading up to it. So this is a no-brainer. She's taking this one home.
All right. Best animated feature. I mean, I always go towards Disney just because sure. of, I guess, the Academy.
Yeah.
They love Disney stuff.
Pixar, especially, yes.
Yeah, and Big Hero 6 was amazing.
It was. It was so good.
I did see this one.
You did?
So
oh,
I
good.
Did. Okay, yeah, that's
good.
One.
Big Hero 6 is great. Absolutely deserve the nomination. But I think this year it's going to be How to Train Your Dragon 2 is going to actually win this one.
All right.
Yeah,
did this you one see? No,
you
I
haven't
didn't.
Seen that one. It's no. very good. It's very good.
Okay.
But the Lego Movie didn't get nominated, which was the one that everybody thought was going to get nominated, and somehow it didn't get a
Shocking.
Nomination.
Shocking! And really was. One of my favorite tweets of the year is they made their own Lego Oscar.
Yes.
and said that's okay. We made our own.
Exactly.
I do think that is going to win for Best Original Song.
Yeah, you know what? It could. Although that would probably be an upset because the song by Glory by John by Usher.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, I'm sorry, not by Usher.
John Stevens and Lonnie Lynn.
Yes, yes, exactly. That one is going to end up winning. It's a great song.
But
know.
Is it awesome?
It's pretty awesome. And, you know, I think the Lego song is certainly not going to. This is John Legend is the one that actually sings that song. Very, very good. And, you know, I think that one's going
to
take it home.
All right. Quick wrap up, because I know we have to get to news. Sure. But Best Documentary, the name that stood out to me is Rory Kennedy, who is a Kennedy cousin.
Yes.
It was her wedding that John was flying to.
Oh.
When that occurred, that crash. Is that going to tip the Academy in her favor because she is a Kennedy?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, this one is going to be interesting. I think the one that a lot of people, you know, people are loving Finding Vivian Maier. And the one that I'm really mad about this category because the Roger Ebert documentary did not get nominated, Life Itself, which should have been nominated. So I'm a little bit upset by this one. But
it's Charlie Siskel.
Yes,
who
Charlie
is
Siskel.
Gene Siskel's son.
That's exactly right. And a lot of people are also picking Citizen 4 to win this one, which I have not had a chance to see yet. I got to check that one out. But I've
we
heard
got a couple
fantastic.
Hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Tick, tick, tick.
Exactly.
Tick.
So.
All right, David Plummer, you see him and you adore him on Windy City Live and a former producer of At the Movies. Thank you so much for your time, and I will be tweeting with you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
While this is going on. Thanks so much. Hannah Stanley here, Girls Night Out, back after this.